Welcome to Mysteries, Myths, and Legends. I'm Taylor.
I'm Savannah.
And welcome to the show. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Happy National Waffle Day.
Okay, Waffle Day. Mm-hmm. I love a good waffle.
Yeah, I decided I would, look up what the holiday was today, because I know there's random ones, scattered throughout.
Yeah.
So today is Waffle Day. In America, at least.
In America, yeah. Shout out to waffles.
It's the day that the waffle iron was patented. August 24th.
That's so crazy. So, I mean, that's...
There we go.
I love that. Yeah. I love a waffle. Now I'm just craving a waffle.
I know, me too. I actually have some Eggos in my freezer.
I think maybe me too, but the Trader Joe's brand.
I got the ones that are the little toast squares. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Oh, those are the best ones.
Those are the best ones.
Yes, they are. Okay, also another fun fact about waffles, since we're just on the topic of waffles. In eighth grade, my science teacher, so you know like the term wafting, like for when you're trying to smell like chemicals?
Yes.
Like you waft the fumes. She literally taught us in eighth grade to quote unquote waffle the fumes. And so when I went into high school, like that we got had like a test and like they asked us about like the steps and process of whatever, and I literally wrote waffle, and my teacher made fun of me.
Oh my god.
And I was like, wait, well, it's really not waffle. In my whole life I thought it was waffle. In fact, it's waft. So yeah. Wow. That's my story for the day. It was honestly really funny.
Yeah,
because I was like, she really lied to me.
Uh-huh.
Anyways,
waffle. I wonder how many other people were messed up from
that. Well, I know at least my friend Taylor, my other friend Taylor, was.
Yeah.
So, I'm sure everybody in that class.
Probably.
Because, I mean, I wouldn't assume the teacher would lie to me. But maybe she really thinks it's waffle, too.
Was that English her first language?
I don't actually know the answer to that. So.
See, that might have been it.
Maybe.
Lost in translation.
Maybe. Anyways, okay. Waffle talk aside.
Yeah. We have a few little updates because we were just at Bald Head Island.
Yes.
Last weekend.
We were. It was so fun. It was so much better weather than we had last year. It was beautiful out there. Fun fact, Savannah left me on the ferry. She left me. She hopped on the ferry and said, okay. Bye, Taylor.
I did, but you, like, it was a whole thing. We met up.
It was a whole thing.
It was all good.
And it was really funny when I got the call and they were like, we're on the ferry. And I, personally, was not on the ferry.
Yeah. So yeah.
It was really funny.
Sorry about that.
No, it was so funny. I was laughing so hard. In other interesting events, though, something happened to Savannah on the island. And it wasn't something haunted, sadly.
Yeah. We did not see our ghost friend or anything.
No Theodosia.
No Theodosia. But I did encounter a jellyfish.
Yeah, a big evil jellyfish.
Yeah, so it hit me in the leg, and at first I was like, is this actually happening? Like, I did not believe that I was stung by a jellyfish.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I couldn't see it or anything. I didn't see it. I was just like, I feel a sting on me. Like, what is that? And there was a huge line from, like, a tentacle wrapping around my leg, pretty much.
It's so huge. Like, and to think, I'm just trying to picture what the jellyfish looks like because it has to be big.
Right. And I'm surprised it didn't wrap around, like, both of my legs, but it was just around one. And, I mean, it's still there. It's been a week.
That's so crazy. Yeah, we went with like a big group of people and another person in our group got stung too. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't just Savannah. It was crazy. And
yeah. Oh, wow. I think it was because the water was so calm.
Yeah, it was so still. I don't
know. In rougher waters or like, you know, with bigger waves and stuff, they don't stay around maybe. I don't really know. I've never really been around jellyfish like that.
I know. Ew, so. Lord, it gives me the heebie-jeebies just thinking about it.
It was so nice, though. Like, the water was so nice, and then that had to come and ruin it.
I know. But. Yeah, we did not get back in the water after that happened. I was very scared.
Mm-hmm.
No.
So. I know, I started walking out, and you guys were all like,
no, listen,
I'm going to come
way,
too.
The way Savannah was moving in that ocean, I knew something was wrong, and I was like, I'm not staying. I am not staying to find out what that was. And I got up out of there quick. Yeah,
it's just such a weird experience because, like, I did not know what was going on. I was like, what happened?
So scary.
So, oh, but yeah, I'm okay. It's healing slowly.
Wait, what if you turn part jellyfish now?
How would that happen?
Savannah's the cryptid. Spider-Man. Like, he got bit by a spider and, you know, became Spider-Man. So now you're a jellyfish girl.
So, okay. So what is that going to mean? Like, my fingers turn into tentacles I can zap you or what?
Yeah, I hope. That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
Next week, my story is going to be Savannah the cryptid. So.
Yeah.
but, yeah, anyways, that's really all I have for the intro topic this week.
I think maybe... I do actually have one more thing.
Oh, okay. So, give it to me.
My mom sent me this screenshot from, like, a Facebook post.
Okay.
Because I'm not on Facebook, so she couldn't just send me the post, I guess. Mm-hmm. But she's like, oh, you should mention this on your podcast. And I don't think it's big enough for a full story, but I thought it was interesting.
Okay.
And, like, creepy. There's, apparently there's this graveyard, in another country that I think in Scotland, according to this post, and there's, like, a 14th century chief, who was buried, and he was, like, over 6 feet tall, so honestly, that's really tall for that time, right?
Yeah, that's, like, extremely tall. That's tall for now.
Yeah, and he was said to have, like, a crooked smile and struck terror into even, like, his own people. So this guy was scary.
Mm-hmm.
So they put 5 stones on his grave called homing stones. Mm-hmm. And they're said to be cursed.
Oh.
So, like, you shouldn't touch them.
What?
So, and then there's been at least 5 incidents where people, after touching or moving the stones, they've died.
No way.
Yeah. So.
Wow, that's wild.
Yeah, so to prevent people from touching the stones, they put, like, a cage over top of him.
Okay.
So like, just looking at this grave is really creepy because it's just, like, a cage over top of a grave. So it looks like, are you trying to prevent a zombie?
Right, he's, like, crawling out. That's scary. That's creepy. I can't wait to see the picture.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'll post it, like, I might put it on, like, our story.
Yeah, true.
Today. So if you're watching or listening today on, you know, the day this comes out, then you'll be lucky. Because I don't know if I'll put it in a real post, but just on our story. But,
exclusive.
Yes.
Love that. That's crazy, yeah, though.
Very creepy.
That man's out here cursing his people even after death.
I know.
Like, why does he have such a vengeance? Come on now.
Honestly, maybe I will look more into this and see if there's a bigger story. It doesn't seem like it, but yeah, maybe.
But maybe. I mean, there's definitely a bigger story behind it. I just don't know if you can find it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But anyways, creepy. Creepiness.
Very creepy.
But I guess if you didn't have anything else, yeah, I can start my full story.
Let's get into it.
Okay. So, this week I have something that seems familiar, but also it's not what you're thinking it is. It's okay. The Bates Motel.
The Bates Motel. That's literally one of my favorite TV shows of all time.
I started the show. I did not finish the show.
Well, how far did you get into the show?
I don't remember. It was, like, years ago.
That's when so I was crazy. Watching it, it's such a good show.
I mean, it was. I don't know why I stopped it. But anyways, I might get back to it, because after you looking should. All this stuff up.
You definitely should.
But yeah, this is not going to be, like, about the movie or, like, any of that whole thing.
Yeah.
I will talk about it for a little bit, but, and it's also not the haunted attraction, because I don't know if you probably haven't heard of it. But, like, near where I grew up, there was a Bates Motel, like, haunted house.
Oh, interesting. No, mm-hmm. I don't think I've heard of that.
It was, like, a Halloween, like, attraction people would go to.
Did you go to it?
No.
Boo.
I know. Literally, everybody would drive up during Halloween and get their tickets and, like, you know, go through the Bates Motel and that talk about it so at school. Cool. But I was too scared to go. So I never
typical
went.
Savannah.
I was either too scared or, like, my parents didn't let me.
True.
Probably a mix of both.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
But I always heard of the Bates Motel being this thing, and I never even really knew about it from Psycho until, like, later. So if you're from the area that has that, then you know what I'm talking about. But everybody else doesn't, you know.
Yeah, so. Typical.
But this is, the Bates Motel, like, that everybody actually knows is from the movie Psycho.
Mm-hmm.
But that movie was based on a book, of the same name, Psycho. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
So yeah. I feel like a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, I did. I read it.
Oh, wow. True fan.
Look at me.
But if you don't know, in the book, and movies and this whole, you know, this whole thing, because it's like a huge world, I guess.
I know, that's what I'm saying. You're acting shocked that I know this. Like, I've seen everything.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. This whole story is, like, it's really crazy. If y'all haven't seen it, you should.
Mm-hmm. But if you don't know what it's really about, it's there's a serial killer, Norman Bates, and he was actually based on a real murderer named Ed Gein.
Yeah.
He's
so creepy.
Yeah. I read a little bit about that, and I was like, oh my god. Crazy. I could do a whole other one just on him, but yeah, I'm like, we don't even do crimes, so yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, maybe something's haunted by him or, like, his victims.
True. But today, we're actually talking about the Bates Motel in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
Coeur
d'Alene. I was like, I do not know how to pronounce that. Have you been there?
No, I listened to another podcast and they're from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
Okay, it's Coeur d'Alene.
Yeah.
I literally, like, the way this is spelled, I'm like, I have no idea how to say this.
That is so funny.
But I should have looked it up, but
I
glad you know.
The one thing I know how to pronounce on this show. Please, yeah. Everybody write it down. It's going to be the once and only time that it happens.
But yeah, there is a real Bates Motel there.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
And it's supposedly one of the most haunted places in Idaho.
Oh, no way. Okay, I'm feeling like I'm going to want to go stay here, Savannah.
Well, I don't know. The motel doesn't really have any connections to any of the movies or anything. It was built before the novel was out or the movie, like, in all the stuff.
Okay.
I saw something that said they did film one of the sequels there in the 80s.
Oh, no way.
So I don't know if you can vouch for that, because I haven't seen
Oh, I have no movies, idea. Obviously. I didn't really ever realize it was, like, a real place, which I guess it's not really.
Yeah, but like, was there, like, a motel? I mean, I know,
I mean,
like,
there's a motel, a physical motel in all of, in the show, too.
Well, whatever one they filmed in the 80s, I think, might have been filmed there. And they had a sign there, like, the movie people put up the sign and everything, mm-hmm. and they kept it.
Oh, yeah,
so that's kind of
cool. Yeah.
And the owner said that when the movie, like, the first movie came out, people would make prank calls to the hotel and stuff.
Honestly, but, in middle school, I totally would have done that, too.
Yeah. But overall, the movie made the hotel more popular, obviously.
Yeah, for sure.
And it has now been sold and renamed. So the Bates Motel was closed in 2015, and it's now called the Lighthouse Motel.
That's not really as much as a ring to it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's really not. So that's why I'm like, I don't know if I actually want to stay here.
I just want to experience a ghost.
True, but according to reviews and stuff, it's, I mean, allegedly it's kind of run down.
Okay,
so it's not really, I don't know. I don't know if I would want to stay there.
I gotcha.
But getting into some of the history of this building, because it is haunted. It was first built as an officer's barracks before and during World War II.
Okay.
So that's kind of crazy.
Yeah. So that to me just screams immediately haunted.
Mm-hmm. No, exactly. So I guess it was built around the 30s probably.
Mm-hmm.
because it said, like, before World War II, so.
Yeah.
I don't know the exact date, but. The 30s, like, that's also as old as my house is.
Your house was built in the 30s?
Yeah.
No way.
Well, I mean, since you've been here a few times, like, it's been renovated, so it's, well, like, it doesn't look that old, but.
That's crazy.
It is.
Your, like, house might be haunted, Savannah.
I know, that's what I was saying, like. I was going to say, honestly, I might need to investigate my own house.
Okay, well, you better not do it without me.
But I kind of don't want to, though, because I don't just know.
You don't want to invite somebody ghosts. In. Yeah, that's for sure.
Right. But anyways, it was built back then in the 30s, and then it was sold after they were done using it for officers' barracks. It was sold and became the Roadway Inn. And then it was sold again to a local accountant named Randy Bates.
Randy Bates.
So then it became the Bates Motel. And then some people say that the author of Psycho, Robert Bloch, he stayed in the motel sometime in the 50s and kept the name in mind.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
So it could actually have, like, a little influence on the whole book and movie and everything. So that's kind of cool. I mean, because, like, either that or he just came up with the name randomly, but I don't know.
Yeah, that almost seems like even if it was random, it's still subconscious, you know?
Yeah. I hope he did stay there and that's true.
Same.
Because that would be...
That's what I'm personally going to believe, just because it makes it better.
Yeah.
Even if it's not true.
Mm-hmm. And then another spooky thing before I get into the ghosts, that it has 13 rooms.
Oh, you know, that's always a good sign.
Mm-hmm. Well, 13 rooms plus a manager's unit, so I guess that one doesn't count, but...
Yeah, obviously that one doesn't count.
Yeah, so 13. So, the hauntedness. Rooms 1 and 3 are the most haunted.
Which, interesting. Honestly,
that, yeah, 1 and 3, 13.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
And the fact that 1 and 3 on their own just seem haunted to me, just because, like, I don't know, odd numbers.
The numbers give you haunted vibes. I feel that. I really do. Yeah. Like, 1, 3, 5, yeah, odd numbers, totally haunted.
Yeah.
Even, they're good. They're straight.
Odd numbers, but, like, some don't. For,
like,
some reason.
Can you give an example of which one? I feel like 11. Like, I feel like 11, maybe not.
Yeah. 11's kind of lucky, and then 9, I feel like.
Okay, 9.
But I don't know.
Anyways.
But also taking that back, because apparently rooms 9, 10, and 11 are also haunted.
That's so funny.
So 1 and 3 mostly, and then 9, 10, and 11.
Got it.
So in these rooms, you will get the feeling of being watched. Which is so creepy.
I don't like that in any motel, regardless of if it's like a ghost or a camera. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, exactly.
Disgusting.
Like, I don't know. There's also cold spots, just like strange noises. Lights will turn on and off. So, very not fun. Not fun. And then ashtrays will be moved or knocked off of tables.
Oh.
And items will change positions when no one's watching.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. See, I don't like that. It's just like...
I don't like when things get moved around.
Yeah. And it seemed like that was, like, the main thing that people were, like, complaining about and saying, oh, yeah, my stuff was just, like, I would turn around, it wouldn't be there anymore. It would be somewhere else.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
I mean, at least it's not totally gone, I guess, but still, I don't know.
Yeah.
So people who have stayed in the hotel and also former employees, they say that there's near constant paranormal activity. But honestly, it seems to be low-key paranormal activity.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
I got you. Yeah. People aren't, like, getting dragged by their hair.
Exactly. It's just, like, all of these things I just listed that are, like... I mean, it doesn't seem like anything bad's really happening. It's just kind of annoying.
Yeah, it seems like, yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, they're just a little, they're just bored, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they're just doing a little tedious things that doesn't really impact you that much.
Yeah. I know, I was kind of hoping for something crazier, but I mean, this place doesn't seem too crazy.
Yeah.
When I was looking it up.
That's probably a good thing.
I really did write down right here, nothing too crazy, just ghosts moving things around and stuff and messing with you. Honestly, I think the ghost could be stuck in a loop or something.
Yeah, that's true. That's you know? Very true.
Like, have you heard of that theory before with ghosts?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they stay in a loop of, like, their last days or, yeah. like, one single day. And then they'll, like, move things around and not really realize they're actually ghosts.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's a crazy theory, but, like, it kind of makes sense. You know, especially, like, if it's the same things are happening over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of makes sense.
Yeah, and I think that could be the case with these ones because they don't seem to be really hurting anyone mm-hmm. or saying things either.
Yeah.
Just moving stuff around. But also, on the other hand, people do say that they feel that they're being watched. So, like...
Yeah, that's the one that don't really sit right with
maybe
me.
Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe there's, like, one or two that they're like, we know we're ghosts.
Yeah, no, exactly. Ew.
Yeah.
I don't even like thinking about that. Like, I don't want any ghost to be watching me. I don't want nobody to be watching me. Like, can ghosts just see you?
I don't know. See, it's just, I think if they know that they're ghosts, they probably can.
That's.
But if they're like, they don't know.
Wow. Just insane, really. But yeah. I, like, don't like the feeling. Like, what if the feeling of being watched, like, isn't actually ghost-related at this specific motel? You know what I'm saying?
I know. That's creepy. That's, like, honestly, that's even creepier.
That's what I was going to say. Like, is that almost worse? Like, maybe I'd rather it be a ghost watching me?
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
It's Norman. It's Norman Bates.
No, it's not Norman. Do not say that. Norman creeps me out so bad. Not Normie.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, I feel like the ghosts, they could be World War II officers or just people who died in the hotel, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, definitely.
But, yeah, I don't know which is more likely because, like, how many people... Actually, I don't really want to know how many people die in motels.
Probably, okay, honestly, a lot.
Yeah.
Which...
That's not...
Yeah, no, it's very creepy. Especially thinking, like, when you go stay at a hotel or a motel.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Ew. Like, and you'll never know either.
I know.
Ew. I kind of hate
it. See, I don't think I could work at one, because then you would know all this stuff about it.
It's just, I'd kind of want to work at one. Especially if it was, like, a really haunted one.
Yeah.
I just want things to happen to me. But not in the moment. In the moment, I'm like, please, it needs to be over.
No, exactly. Yeah, but then afterwards you're like, ooh, and I have a story.
Exactly. I just need the stories.
You can go tell people.
Mm-hmm.
So I do have one last thing on this. I know I wish I could have found, like, more stuff on the hauntedness.
Yeah.
But I do have this one last thing that I found on Facebook. I don't know if this was the former owner or, like, or just somebody who used to work at the hotel. But this is, like, the post that this guy put on there. He said, "Hi, friends. The Bates Motel is no more. The motel was sold and the new owners took over March 10th of 2015. I have 15 years worth of fond and not so fond memories. Thank you for your support over the years. I have so many memories. I'm thinking of compiling them into a book of some kind." So that could be cool.
I'm trying to read that book.
I know, honestly. He said, "Yes, rooms 1 and 3 have shown signs of paranormal activities. So do rooms 9, 10, and 11. Oh, the stories I could tell. If
tell
any
them.
Of my supporters want to contact me, you can reach me at DustyDidn'tDoIt@gmail.com.
All right, guys. Listen, every single listener, can we please collectively send Dusty an email?
wait, I'm not done. I'm done. He also puts his Twitter down here. But,
oh, no way.
Yeah, he said, "Take care, everyone. I'm going to enjoy retirement. You can always contact me by email or here on Facebook as Dusty Van or on Twitter as @Dusty_Van.
Okay.
I prefer Twitter. Help me build a following.
Dusty.
And I'll drop a few stories here and there. So I haven't gone and looked at his Twitter or anything, but I'm just like, did he write a book?
Dusty, listen, I don't know why you're clout chasing. Just write the book. Okay.
Right, exactly.
I just want to hear the stories.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, so I know I had to put that in there. I don't know if he was owning it or just worked there.
Right, like who is Dusty? That's the real mystery of the show.
Dusty Van.
Dusty Van.
Dusty didn't do it.
Dusty didn't do it. And that's one thing for sure. So,
yeah. So that was a short one, I know, but like, I don't know. What do you think of this Bates Motel?
I feel like I'm trying to go there. I don't really care.
You gotta go.
I don't really care if it's like nasty. I'm not gonna actually sleep there. I'm just trying to investigate.
True.
You know, like, I'm trying to book rooms 1 and 3, and you know, go back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I did look it up. I don't know. Yeah, I wouldn't sleep there.
No, I'm not sleeping
but
there.
But we can go.
Like, you know, just investigate and then get an actual hotel somewhere else.
Yeah.
Far
I've
away.
I've never been to Idaho.
Me neither. But, okay, honestly, when I was little and, like, young, I kind of heard, like, Idaho was lame. But I think it's not lame. And I think we might need to go there.
I've never really been out into, like, the Midwest area.
To
like,
be fair, I don't even know where there. Idaho is.
I feel like I kind of do.
Like, I know what it looks like as a state, like, shape, but I don't, I mean, it's somewhere in the middle, right?
I know.
You know,
I know. I'm looking it up right now.
Okay, yeah, good.
So we're not.
We need the information. So we don't sound dumb. Too late.
Okay, it is. It's right next to Washington and Oregon.
Oh, whoa, that's way farther. Way farther than I thought. Like, I thought it was in the middle. That's not in the middle. That's all the way on the other side. I was like, oh, we can drive there, me and Savannah. No, I'm not driving across the country.
Yeah, no. Not that. Not there.
No. So when we come to Idaho, we'll fly there.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I could picture the shape of it. I was like, I think that's where it is, but I don't know.
Yeah, that's...
Also, is that considered Pacific Northwest or...
Definitely.
Or just the Midwest?
I would say Pacific Northwest, but you know what? You're asking the wrong person. I didn't even know where it was until 3 seconds ago. So I don't know.
Okay.
Well, anyways, so you had, you know, a little smaller of a story. I have a little bigger of a story. I don't know why I keep doing this to myself. Yeah, like, I don't know why I keep doing it to myself, though. It does keep evening out, but... It's just a lot of research, honestly, but worth it because this week for you guys, I have the legend of the LaLaurie Mansion in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Oh my gosh.
Da-da-da!
I've been waiting for this one.
I know. I've talked about it many times, said I was going to cover it, and today is the day. So,
yeah.
I guess I'm just going to get right on into it. I'm going to set the scene. Okay. It's 1834. Nola, baby. So Marie Delphine LaLaurie was a very rich socialite and a serial killer who tortured and murdered her slaves in her house. And the house is known as the LaLaurie Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to start out and say that this is a very, very triggering, very dark story. I just have to throw that out there because this one's tough. So if that, mm-hmm. if gruesome things bother you, you might want to pop off right now. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So to begin, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about Miss LaLaurie's life. So she was actually married 3 times, all in Louisiana, and she was actually twice widowed. So this lady, she was like super high society, well-known, very bougie, very rich. And she held her position up until April 10th, 1834. So, like, she was very well known, like, in the town or whatever until April 10th. When rescuers responded to a fire at her mansion, and when they got there to try to help, you know, people get out of the house and put out the fire, the rescuers found many bound slaves in her attic who showed evidence of very cruel, very violent abuse, and it was also clear that this abuse had been going on for a long time.
Oh, yikes.
Big yikes. Big yikes. So as soon as the people in the town heard about what she had done, they mobbed her house, and she somehow was able to get out and escape her house before the mob got there, and she escaped to France to live with her, like, French family members. So, you know, she got out before they could get her, but the town people, the townspeople were really trying to, like, really take her out for that, so... Crazy.
That's crazy.
Really crazy.
So, like, the people, I mean, this is gonna, I don't know how things were back then. Like, obviously, I guess people were okay with having, like, owning slaves, people, but, yeah. Like, they
were against the torture.
Okay, so they actually were against that.
I guess. Like, it's so confusing. Like, how can you still want to take away rights, but they can have some rights? I mean, I guess that's the, like, that's what it is, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they felt like they were, like, quote-unquote moral to some standard, I guess.
Okay.
Even so though.
They're people enough that right. You don't want to torture them. But
right.
Like,
but you still want to, like, own them and control them.
Interesting. Okay.
It's very interesting. Yeah.
There's a line there, I guess.
But. Right. Or you could take it, like, the route, like, the people who were mobbing the house were people who didn't believe in owning slaves.
Maybe.
Because there were definitely people who didn't believe in that back then.
Yeah.
You know? So, who knows? Regardless, people were ready to fight when they found that out. So before I get more into the story, that was just kind of like an overview. But this is really the moment where the gruesomeness is going to start. So this is really the last chance to leave. Okay. Not you, Savannah. Sorry. You're the only one.
Yeah, I have
that's
to
forced.
Stay.
Sorry. So going back in time a little bit, we're going to go to Marie Delphine's first husband. And he was this guy named Don. And he was a high-ranking Spanish royal officer. But there was some, like, acquisition going on that he needed to, like, go to Spain for. So he left, and when he left, Delphine found out that she was pregnant, like, right after he left. And so suddenly, a couple months after he had left, she got the news that he randomly died in Havana, and there was, like, no context of how he died at all.
Oh my God. And then she probably couldn't even tell him.
No, she didn't. He didn't know. He
you
didn't
can't
know.
Just shoot a text.
No, you can't. And he didn't know. And so, yeah, she got the news that he died. And then 3 days later, she gave birth to her daughter, who she also named Marie.
Okay.
She said, just like me, she's going to be Marie. So, you know, this obviously made her a widow with a newborn. And so she moved to New Orleans, I guess, to, like, you know, be able to live a better life. And in the June of 1808... 4 years after the death of Don, Marie Delphine married another guy named Jean Blanc, bougie name, and this man was a prominent banker, lawyer, and merchant in New Orleans. So she likes the rich men.
Of course.
Yes. So it was after the wedding of this couple that they purchased what is today the LaLaurie Mansion together. Marie Delphine ended up having 4 kids with Jean Blanc, and just for the fun of it, okay, I'm going to read you their names. You're not prepared. So, you know, in the previous marriage, she had Marie, right? Okay, mm-hmm. So her first daughter from, like, with Jean Blanc is named Marie Borquita.
Okay.
And the next daughter is Marie-Louise Pauline. Okay. And then,
are they all Marie?
And then the third daughter is Louise Marie Pauline. And then the next is Marie-Louise Jeanne. And the last is Jean-Pierre Pauline Blanc. So literally, she just took the same 5 names and mixed them up in different orders and named her kids that.
Well, I mean, there was no, like, website you could go on to look up names, you know? So.
Okay, but you're telling me she knew 5 names? Like, even back then, I know she had more than Marie, Louise, and Pauline in her dictionary of names. Yeah. So she ended up having, let's count, four whose first name were Marie. Four out of the six were named Marie. So, you know, not only is this lady already a horrible person, but she's, like, also that lazy with her kids' names.
Why did she not just make those the middle names?
You know, like Marie's if we could go back in time, we would ask her so many questions. So many questions. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, you know, she's living life with her new husband and all of her kids named Marie. And in 1816, Marie Delphine's husband, John Blanc, died. No word of how he died either. So this brings us to the final husband now. On June 25th, 1825, she married her third husband, who was a physician named Leonard LaLaurie. And actually, okay, the hot goss is that he was a lot younger than she was. So that was like the big talk of the town at the time. Scandalous.
The opposite, probably not as scandalous.
Right.
Yeah. Like, if the wife is way younger.
You're right. But, I mean, no, people were still talking about it. They were like, what does she want him for? He's so young. So, when her second husband, you know, Jean Blanc, died, she actually got the mansion. But at the time that they had it as a family, it actually wasn't a mansion. It only had one floor. But with her new husband's money, she ended up being two more floors as well as the slave quarters. So, you know, people were like, she wanted him for the money, and she did.
Yeah, so, I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, honestly. So, but a few years later, their marriage, it was a little rocky, wasn't doing too hot, and she actually petitioned the court for a separation from bed and board from her husband. But the separation was definitely not permanent because he was actually there the day of the fire. So that's interesting.
What does that mean? Separation of...
Like, she wanted him out of her house.
Okay.
Basically. I guess that's just what it was called. Like, separation from bed and board back then.
But still be married?
Yeah. Just basically, like, separating. Like, I'm assuming, like, separating before an eventual divorce.
Okay.
You know? Like, she just got him for the money to build her mansion, and then, you know, she was done with him.
Yeah.
So...
Well,
yeah. Okay. So now that we have, you know, that little backstory, let's get into what Marie Delphine LaLaurie was getting into inside this mansion behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm.
So what's interesting is that when she was like out around the town, you know, beep bopping around, she was actually noted to be, quote unquote, being very, very nice to Black people. Okay. Everybody said that, like, when the news came out of what she was doing, they were like, that's really crazy because, like, she was extremely nice to Black people, right. You know, like, but, you know, obviously that she was doing that, you know, as a facade, a front.
Mm-hmm.
So funeral registries in the city claim that there were 12 slaves who died at the Royal Street Mansion. But their deaths weren't ruled murders, actually, in the system. They said that they could have easily been caused by disease or other things. And I think that has a lot to do with, like, her status in the community, you know? Like, they were trying to keep it on the DL
as much as they could,
which is just so messed up.
But it's still, like, recorded and everything.
Yeah, it's recorded.
In history.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep, exactly. So, but that, as I said, those were only 12. So legend says that she actually buried more bodies of people that she killed around the city. And we don't know if that's true, but it could be. So, you know, who knows how many people she actually killed. Okay, so one death from the LaLaurie Mansion that is actually claimed to have witnesses is people claim that they saw an 8-year-old little girl who allegedly was one of Marie Delphine's, like, slave's daughters, jump off the roof of the mansion to avoid whipping punishment from Marie Delphine.
And yes. She died from jumping off?
Yeah. Because at this point, it was a three-story mansion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so the little girl's name, actually, they did find out, was Leah. She was one of her slave's daughters. Mm-hmm. And allegedly, Leah haunts the mansion today. So that's really sad. I'll get more into that later. But really sad.
So that, okay, so that's just one of the confirmed ones that yes. some people have seen.
Yes. This, yeah. yeah. Yes, exactly. And so, actually, but then, oh, yeah, go ahead.
But then, like, that wouldn't even be proven, that's not even proving that she murdered anyone, though. She jumped, well, right?
Well, yeah, so she jumped. Yeah, so she jumped, but what I was about to get into is that this incident with Leah's death actually caused the police to start an investigation on the Lawlery family.
Oh.
Yeah. And so from that investigation, they were found guilty of illegal cruelty and forced to forfeit 9 of their slaves from their house.
Only 9. They're like, here, take 9. Yeah,
exactly. And they had like 30 at least. So
I don't understand these laws with the slaves because like that is cruelty.
Exactly.
You know, like slavery is cruelty. So what are you doing saying, oh, you can do this cruelty but not this?
Yeah, no.
It's like, what?
People, they were so backwards. People still are. It's insane how people rationalize, like, the level of wrongness of something.
Right. And you were like, I think you were allowed to whip them. Like, right. Like, that sounds wrong. Right. No, it sounds wrong. But I'm pretty sure, like, I hear about that happening in the past.
Exactly.
And like different things, like how they would get punished and stuff. So where do you draw the line where like, oh, you're not allowed to do that though,
right? I
unless all of that actually was illegal. I don't even know.
Me neither. But I think people were really just running it the way that they saw fit, you know?
Yeah,
like there, like, back then laws really weren't a thing, you know? I'm saying, like, not really. Just barely.
I kind of want to, it makes me want to dig deeper into these kind of laws and see what actually was allowed. Because, like, I don't know if it's people who were just being cruel and, like, wanted to take it too far. Or, like, I don't know, like, even if it was illegal. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, well, they would still do it anyways.
Yes.
Or if it was actually allowed to, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. It's so, just, I think I can answer at least a little bit of that.
Okay.
So immediately after these 9 slaves were taken from the Lawlery family, they were like 20 minutes later brought back to the mansion because a close family relative of Marie Delphine paid the police department to get them back.
Wow. Okay.
So clearly they don't actually care. You know, yeah. Like, it sounds like maybe some laws are being put into place and then, like, they can just still, like, you pay money, you get out of doing that. And that still happens today, so.
Yeah, it happens today, but with way bigger amounts of money.
Yeah, facts, facts. It's crazy.
I mean.
So crazy. Yeah. Let me see. Okay, apparently, the Lawlery family's cook was actually trying to help the slaves escape. Okay. So basically this lady had found out like what was going on in this house. And what's crazy is that out of all the people that worked there, some people really didn't know that this stuff was going on because she would do it in either the very, very basement or the very, very attic. And it's said that if you went up to the attic, you were not going to return.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, if you're not near those parts of the house, maybe you have no idea that's going on because, again, this is a mansion. So when the cook found out, she was like, oh, absolutely not. Like, I'm going to help you escape. So apparently Marie Delphine found out that the cook was trying to help them. So she chained her to the kitchen stove and beat her, like, almost to death, but left her barely alive. And still forced her to cook for them because, you know, she was chained to the stove. Yeah, so that's awful. She would even beat her daughters when they would try to go and sneak food to the locked up slaves. So literally her daughters knew that this was wrong too, and they would try to sneak them food because they were literally not only being tortured but also starved. So yeah, it's crazy how many people tried to help them and she absolutely refused it to happen. Mm-hmm. It's really So dark. So. Yeah,
and then the people who could actually help are just, like,
not doing anything.
They're getting bribes and money. Exactly. So they're like, it's fine.
Right. And meanwhile, there's people almost dying trying to help these mm-hmm. people. Like, it's truly, truly beyond me. So now, fast forward to the day of the fire. It is April 10th, 1834, and a fire broke out in the kitchen of the mansion. Okay. So when the rescue team got there, they found the 70-year-old cook chained to the stove by her ankle. And she claimed later when she got to the station that she set the fire as a suicide attempt because she was scared of being punished by Marie Delphine for trying to help the slaves.
So she would rather just burn herself alive.
Yeah. And she was like, and I was going to take everybody else with me so everybody didn't have to suffer anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how bad it was. Yeah. So, the rescuers and police ended up finding keys while searching the house. And they used these keys in a door that they found on the lowest level of the building that apparently had been hidden to them before when they, like, did the investigation before.
Mm-hmm.
And when they opened that door, they found 7 slaves horribly, horribly mutilated. And I won't get into how bad. But, you know, if you want to find that information, it's online, so you can. But you just need to know, like, it's really, really bad. So, just this woman was, like, one of the most evil people I've, like, ever heard of in my whole life. Like, the things that she would do to
these people. You didn't even go into detail, and that she seems horrible.
Mm-hmm. I'll go into a little bit more detail here in a minute, but it's really bad. So, anyway, yeah, as I said before, the mob came and she somehow fled and got away. And her life after the fire is not well documented at all. Apparently, like, right after, people did try to follow her to get revenge against her, but apparently never made it to her. So we don't really know what happened to her, like, fully, but people have actually found a gravestone in St. Louis. And it says Madame LaLaurie and the daughter of, like, her parents' names, blah, blah, blah. So people assume that maybe she, like, lived out the rest of her life, you know, around St. Louis and then just, like, died one day. So that's just even more annoying because, like, you just got to live your regular life. And who knows? Like, she could have been doing that again somewhere else.
No, yeah, she really could have. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, God.
It depends on if she got money.
That's facts.
Like, but, like, did she bring her money with her?
Right. Like, she obviously changed her name, you know? Like, if we weren't able to, like, see anything else, like, I don't know. It's just, crazy.
It's also way easier to do that back then.
Oh, 100%. Just disappear. 100%. It makes me so mad, though. Like, she got away.
Yeah.
She, like, didn't get in trouble at all. Like, ugh. I just want to, I want to do bad things to that woman. anyways. Throughout history, since this event, many people have actually owned this mansion. It was at one point a tourist destination, and there were many accounts of the hauntings, like, that happened inside the mansion. And I mean, duh, obviously, after the history that I've gone into thus far, you know, like, obviously it's haunted.
Mm-hmm.
Now, into the more truly horrific things, not only was Marie Delphine torturing these people and, like, keeping them captive, but she would also do experiments on her slaves. Now, what does that mean, you may ask? So she would try and remove the limbs of these people and switch them with animal limbs.
Oh my God, what?
So she was kind of like Frankensteining them.
Why?
Mixing with animals. Okay. Another thing that she would do, like, if she couldn't, like, use the actual animal limbs, she would break their bones in a way that made them look like other animals. Like, for example, she broke this woman's, like, arms and legs to make her look like a crab.
What the hell?
Just for fun. This lady. Just for fun, she said. Like,
oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Also, like, okay, she's doing experiments and stuff. Why is she doing this? Because, I mean, you did just say for fun, but if it's, like, an experiment, you would think you're gonna, like,
like there's a reason.
Say, oh, like show people, oh, this is my, you know, this is what I discovered. But it's like you're not going to show anybody that you did this.
Right. So allegedly, this is cruel. Allegedly, people say that she was trying to find a way to be immortal, to live forever. And she somehow thought in her sick and twisted brain that this was going to help her do that. And I think there's also stuff with, like, voodoo going on, you know, like, in New Orleans and stuff that she was trying to do. And I think that was also a part of that.
And she was going to try to turn herself into one of these animal
things? Like, I have no idea. Like, I have no idea. Like, there is no logic or reason behind anything that she was doing. She was just evil and crazy and rich enough to do these things. So
what if she did make herself immortal and, you know, she's not actually buried there?
That's, well, you know, we'll get into a little bit more of that further down. So, so not only would she, like, mix, you know, humans with animals, other people would say that she would, quote unquote, mix brains of slaves and animals. Okay?
Oh, no.
I'm not going to go into that. You were just, you take that as you will. But,
like, alive? Like, I...
Yes. Yes. Everything alive. Because she did also want to torture these people. Yeah. So, anyway, moving on from the torture and the cruelty, as much, I guess, as I can, we're going to get into the ghost of the mansion. One very common ghost that is seen is tragically the ghost of Leah that I mentioned before. And people apparently see her over and over jumping off of the roof. So that's kind of like how you were talking in your story. Like, people might be, like, stuck in, like, a loop as a ghost, like, reliving. And so I think that's what's happening with the ghost of Leah, because people continue to see her jumping off the roof when nobody is actually jumping off the roof.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's a little crazy. People also have claimed to hear people screaming inside the house when, like, nobody else is in there.
Oh, God. They're stuck, too.
I know. Yeah, literally, people are stuck in there. And that's just... It's just awful. And so at another point in history, after it was, like, a tourist attraction that, like, eventually shut down because the, like, owner had to sell it. So then after that, it became a strictly African-American primary school, which I have such a problem with that.
What? The mansion became...
Yeah. Yeah. Like, that is some very cruel, sick, and twisted, like... horrible thing that somebody arranged for that to be the case.
Yeah,
it is. That's, like, that's just awful. And so when it was the primary school, the girls would be in class and then immediately, like, start screaming and run to the teacher and show their arms completely scratched up and bruised. Okay. And so the teacher would ask, obviously, like, who did that to you? And the girls would all, like, point to an empty corner in the room and be like, her.
Oh my God, no.
Okay.
That's scary.
And so, who, if you could guess, do you think her might be?
Okay.
How it's Marie Delphine Lalaurie.
But how did she get back to the house? She left.
I mean, as we said, like, we don't really know ghost rules like that, you know? Like, I have heard of many, like, instances where ghosts will haunt places where they didn't die. Like, they'll go to places where, like, had a lot of meaning to them or whatever, you know? Yeah. So,
I mean, it was still her house.
Yeah, so. Exactly. And she, like, did build it, like, herself, you know? I mean, not physically, but, you know, she did. So, yeah, people do say that Madame Lalaurie's ghost herself still haunts the place. And that her ghost is the evil spirit in the house doing the mean things to people. Yeah, and all the other typical ghost things happen too, like doors slam, faucets will turn on, furniture moves on its own. It's also said that people have seen body imprints, like, found on beds and then, like, it just, like, dissipate, like, as if somebody, like, got up, which I hate even the thought of that. And then another thing really common, which is awful, is people have seen apparitions of slaves, wearing chains walking around the property. So.
That's really not good.
No. It's, like, I feel so bad. Like, these people are, like, not only had to endure that, but also, like, are still stuck there. Like, Can we please get somebody out there and, like, help them move on? Like, is that in possible?
Life,
I don't know.
Life and death.
Literally. Literally. So, after the school, you know, many people have ended up buying this place, and it's crazy enough. It was also owned by none other than Nicolas Cage from National Treasure. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You didn't know that?
No. Yeah. Does he still own it?
No, he does not still own it. Another thing, Savannah, you're hitting the bullet points, like, literally right as I'm about to say, and it's so funny. So not only do we have all of this, like, history of the ghosts and the torture and just everything awful that's happened here, but it's also said that this house is cursed.
Oh.
Okay. It is said that those who buy the mansion become cursed and will fall bankrupt soon after purchasing it. This has happened to everybody, including Nicolas Cage, who has owned this house.
Oh, my God.
Every person. Yeah. It's literally crazy. It's so crazy.
She's stealing their money.
Yes, dude. That's what I'm saying. Like, I really do feel like her energy is there. And that's
She's horrifying. Taking it because she wants all the money. Exactly. But she can't have it.
Greedy, so even in death.
Yeah.
And she would be. No one has actually lived there for more than 5 years. And the current owner is an oil tycoon from Texas, and he has it, like, listed as private, so nobody can go there. And he hasn't filed bankrupt yet, but we got to keep a close, you know, lookout on that.
Okay. Yeah.
That, and see how long it takes. So this story has been seen in media, like, a lot. But the most famous is obviously Kathy Bates' performance as Madame LaLaurie in season 3 of American Horror Story, Coven. Yes.
That's what I kept thinking of.
Yeah, the whole time. It's all I can see. Like, and to be Kathy Bates, I mean, she played the part a little too well, in my opinion.
Oh, I know. She's scary.
Yeah, so scary. Like, so scary. So, yeah, they, I think that they tried to follow that, like, pretty closely, at least, you know. At least most parts of the story. So if you haven't seen that season, you should really watch it. It's really good. But yeah, and allegedly, it's apparently in the works that the next Conjuring movie may be based on this story. So I love the Conjuring, like, franchise, even though, I mean, it's definitely going downhill, but I do love a good horror movie. So it'd be cool if they do that. So, yeah, that is the legend of the LaLaurie Mansion, and it's crazy, honestly. I just have no words.
Okay. Yeah, that is just insane. Like,
I know.
It's so much worse than I thought it was.
It's so bad. So bad. And, like, and then you just really start thinking about it, like, this is just one lady that was, like, caught doing it. And the only real reason that she was caught doing it was, one, that a little girl had to commit suicide for people to investigate, and two, a cook had to literally almost die to try to save these people.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you think about, like, other slave owners, like, around the country at that time, yeah, like, people probably weren't that brave to try to, like, stand up against them. So how many people did this happen to?
Right. Oh, and then was this, like, this house, like, is it in, like, downtown New Orleans?
Oh, like? Yeah. It's, like, I'm pretty sure it's, I said what street it's on. Let me look. Let's see here. Well, it's definitely on here somewhere, but I can't find it.
Well,
but yes, it's very close to downtown. I think I've never actually been in New Orleans. Neither have you, right?
No.
Definitely, at least the outside of this house will be on the list whenever we go there, because we will be going there. Absolutely, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But
what I was going to say, if it, like, since it was, like, in the actual city, it's probably more likely that she was to get caught, you know, because there's more people around.
That's very true.
But the people who are, you know, more in the country and, you know, doing things to their people, it's just like they would be less likely to get caught. So there probably was people doing messed up things like this.
Oh, yeah. I would argue that there was probably thousands of people doing stuff like that, which is just, it's so awful. Also, yeah, I did find it. It's on the mansion is on Royal Street, so I don't know where that is, but I do know that it's downtown, like close to like many like attractions down there. So
yeah,
I don't know. Okay. It's a heavy story. Sorry to be so heavy, but I mean, honestly, we need to shed light on stuff like that because, like,
definitely.
I know things are so bad today, but I'm like, things like that cannot be happening. Like, it cannot, absolutely not, no more. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So definitely go check out our Instagram to see pictures from this week of the Bates Motel.
Yeah. And of this house.
And, yeah. This mansion. It looks just like a creepy mansion, honestly.
Yeah.
It's like not as cute as you would think it would be, like considering how rich they were. It's kind of, it's not ugly, but it's not like, wow, that's a really rich mansion, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. But
I also want to mention that when you said franchise, I was like, oh my god, that's the word I was looking for that whole time when I was talking about Psycho. I was like, the Psycho franchise. I was like, what word can I say? I could not think of the word.
Look at me, Taylor, a dictionary. But
yeah. Too bad it came at the end.
I know, anyways. Too bad. But hey, you know what? It came in the episode, so that's all that really matters.
Exactly.
Yeah. Look at me today, on top of things, like knowing how to pronounce things. For seriously. Once? Like, what is going on? I don't know.
Yeah. Next week, I'm going to try for a longer story.
I'm going to try for, I mean, most of our stories, you know, aren't happy.
Yeah.
But, like, maybe a lighter one next week from me. You know, we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, we'll see.
Anyways, that's really all I have for you guys this week. What about you, Savannah?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay, well, we will see you guys next week.
All right, cue the music.